This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Alhamdulillah, we're doing a surah a day from Juz Amma. And today we're speaking about surah number 91, which is Surah Ash-Shams. This is a powerful, powerful surah that was revealed once again to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca al-Mukarramah. There are notable features about this surah. One of the things is that Allah is going to speak about a tribe of people, the people of Thamud, and He had sent to them a prophet of Allah, which is Prophet Salih. Now, Salih alayhi salam, he lived at a time that was preceding, of course, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were an Arabic tribe. They lived in the northern parts of Arabia. And one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a miracle that was sent to them, was that there was a camel that was created by Allah specifically for the people of Salih and the people of Thamud as a sign. And therefore they were ordered to honor it and to feed it and to give it water and to protect it. And rather than doing that, they actually starved it, made it thirsty, and killed it eventually in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Notice that Allah's punishment descends upon a people for their injustice towards an animal. This is one of the notable features to remember. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah by making 11 vows, 11 qasam, 11 oaths. He makes an oath by the sun, the sun's brightness, the moon, the day, the night, the heaven, by himself subhanahu wa ta'ala who built the heavens, by the earth, and by himself who spread the earth for mankind, by the soul of mankind which is created by Allah, and by himself once again, the one who perfected the creation of mankind. And therefore you see that Allah has made these oaths and then speaks about the secret to success, the eternal secret about success, which is to perfect your relationship with Allah by looking into your soul and purifying it as much as you can. And that will be a reason to save you from destruction. Allah also makes an important point by mentioning to us that the people of Salih who were destroyed, they weren't all those who participated in the killing of the camel. They weren't all those who disobeyed Allah directly, but they were implicated because they did not stop those who planned on doing so. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that, as is in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, where she asked the Prophet أَنَهْلَكُ وَفِينَ الصَّالِحُونَ, will God destroy and send His wrath upon a people when amongst them are righteous people? The Prophet said, بَلَا إِذَا كَثُرَ الْخَبَثُ. He said, yes, if there is an overwhelming corruption that the righteous people don't stand up to and don't seek to correct the right. And therefore, speaking power to truth is one of the ways of protecting us from the wrath and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahman Rahim, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا, by the sun and its brightness, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, by the moon, as it follows the course of the sun, it reflects the sun's light, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا, by the day as it shows up with the sun's brightness, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا, by the night as it conceals the brightness of the day, the blessings that were found in the day. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا, by the heavens and by the majesty of the one who built it. وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا, and by the earth and the one who has spread it and extended it for mankind. So those are 11 oaths by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Notable, of course, is to note that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sun and the brightness, and all of those are esoteric images of the rising of the sun of faith, of iman entering into the world, of the messengership of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah speaks about the path towards right and wrong, and that there is an inherent fitra, there's an inherent default setting to that which is pleasing to God within us. We know right from wrong, and we know what it is that is as a universal moral value that all of us as human beings can kind of associate. We know taking what doesn't belong is not right. We know speaking ill of others is not right. We know fabrication is not right against others. Untold heresies is not right. And therefore, the one who goes against their natural inclination to live a good, pure life and goes against it, then surely they are from those who are wretched and deserving of God's vengeance. And therefore Allah says, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّهَا, here's another oath by the soul of mankind, by the nafs, Adam, or the soul of Adam and the soul of the children of Adam, and by the majesty of He who perfected it in good proportion, gave it that default setting of recognizing truth from falsehood, as is narrated in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, كل ابن آدم يولد على الفطرة. All of mankind are born with a fitra, an inclination to faithfulness and believing in God, but they are led and distracted from it according to the whims of their desires. فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. It is also Allah who has shown and has placed in it what is wrong, and therefore there's a lot of things that are wrong that we should be distant from, and what is right. وتقواها. What is pious and what is a conscious way of life. So therefore that is indoctrinated within us. We know, we kind of know what is right and wrong. And therefore if we obey Allah, we're doing what will be pleasing to our soul. And therefore Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Verse number 9 is a very important verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the eternal rule to success. Indeed, successful will be the one who purifies his soul, who keeps it away from the corruption that he recognizes, she recognizes internally is not right. The word aflah is a very important word. In Arabic, it comes from the word falaha, which means, it's the same word that's used to describe farmers. Falah, for example, you change the accents and it means a farmer. Meaning someone who strives hard to reap a harvest, someone who has to do backbreaking work to eventually gain the fruit of their labor. And that's a very essential concept of success for us as Muslims, that you have to exert yourself to restrain your soul, to purify it, and eventually, inshallah, in doing so, in doing what is right, you will gain supremacy and majesty in this life and in the next life. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Failed are those who corrupt their own soul, meaning who don't work hard, who don't put endeavor and hard effort consistently into that which is best for themselves, their families, mankind, and the society they live in. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا. The people of Thamud, who Allah sent for them Salih, they denied their Prophet Salih alayhi salam through their transgression by rejecting the true faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا. The worst of them, it wasn't all of them, the most wicked of them went forth and killed the camel that was ناقةullah, the she-camel that Allah has sent for them as a sign. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُخْيَاهَا. But the Messenger of God, Salih, said to them, be cautious, fear the evil end that will come to you if you bring harm to the she-camel that was sent to you by Allah. Do not harm it and bar it or bar it from having its drink and its food. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا. They denied him, they did not believe, they did not accept faith, and they killed it. عَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ. So their Lord destroyed them. And even the word, the sound of دَمْدَمَ, you know, descending upon them, were destruction because of their sin, and made equal in that in their destruction was the rich and the poor. There was no differentiation between them, the strong and the weak, and all grades of their society were equally destroyed because they did not put up a word to the power of the one who sought corruption. They did not descend to that. وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. And Allah said, and he, Allah, did not fear the consequence thereof, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was no injustice that was incurred upon them. This was something that they were fitting and deserving of. It's a very important surah because there's important lessons that you and I should take from it. Now, one of the important lessons is that we are to think of the blessings that Allah has given us and to reflect upon what it is that we have in our life that is symbolic of a gift to us from Allah, a blessing from Allah, and whether we have taken it for granted, and worse, if whether we have used it in that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, do we speak up for the weak? Do we speak up for those who are committing atrocities and represent a path of what is pleasing to God, to represent that truth and lead people to that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And part of our commitment to Allah is our commitment to the societies that we live in, their betterment, their health, and their viability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an enlightenment of the Qur'an al-Azim. This was Surah number 91, Surah Ash-Shams, of Surah A Day, A Daily Tafsir from Juz Amma. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.